ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 द क्रिएटिव इंपेटस Chapter number 10, Maharaj Rahugana meets Jaraparada. Text number 20.
Savai Bavalo Kali Krishnatha.
कथम विचक्षित ग्रहानुबंधः
सवै भवानो कानि निरीक्षणम्।
श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नित्य नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाते देशकारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासादि शिखर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर ऑन दिस verse number 20 here in the chapter itself entitled as Maharaj Prabhuna meets Jalabhar. So let's just try to hold up that from the previous thing what has happened here. After realizing that exalted position of Maharaj, Maharaj Prabhuna recognized Jalabhara as such an exalted personality, the pure devotee of the Lord. And he genuinely felt that he has offended. He has really offended a pure devotee. Then previously he said that I don't afraid to be punished by Maharaj. I don't afraid to be walked under the sun on the scorching heat and so. But I really afraid to offended a Brahmana like you. He was feeling so much sorry in his heart. And then I realized he came down from his palanquin. Straight away, and he paid a dandavat to Jalabhadra. And as soon as he paid a dandavat, he started praying offering. From the verse number 16 until here, just continuing, he's praying offering after offering, and he's asking for his pardon. When he chastised with his filthy words, filthy behavior, while Jalabhadra was carrying the palanquin, he said that, why did I do that? I was so puffed up in my position here. And Jalabhadra, being on a very higher level, he tolerated all the insults, all the misbehavior by King Raghuguna. He didn't say anything, but it was when the water was going above the head, and he says, now I think I should have to open my mouth. I have to tell him. Because he is doing offenses after offenses, and it has been going on. It says that when a person is on a very higher level materially, he becomes so puffed up that he thinks he is the doer or he is the enjoyer. And on that position, he starts thinking other people as a subject of his enjoyment. And then he did here. No doubt, King Raghuguna, after a few chapters, he had realized that he had some knowledge also. He had some also spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, how could he see as soon as the Jalabhadra opened his mouth, start speaking about the spirit and the matter, what is what, the discrimination there, giving him the actual knowledge, he realized, no, this person is not an ordinary person. He's definitely a representative of a supreme personality of Godhead. So he's just saying the text here. Are you not the Gosar, the representative of Kabira Dev? If you see in the beginning of the pastime, King Raghuguna, he was going to meet Kabira Dev in his ashram. And he's saying, I think so. The way you are speaking to me, it looks like you are the representative of the pure Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as soon as he realized, he thought, okay, now the time has come for me to grab the knowledge from him. So he said to me, O my Lord, O Jalabhadra, my Master, whatever philosophical words you have said, please, kindly, tell me the meaning of those words. I am such a householder that I have been stuck in the family life. Apashyatam Atmatattvam. It's in Canton who says, Apashyatam Atmatattvam. Apashyatam means is blind. Atmatattvam, about the self-realization. I'm so attached to my worldly affairs, to my family affairs, I'm totally blind. And here, Maharaj Prabhuna is saying the same thing here. Graha anubandha, I am bound by attached to family life and worldly life. Immediately he's saying, please tell me the meaning of those words. And in this verse, in this translation, the last line itself says, I am surrendering into you. I want to become your disciple. The same situation, if you think, who has said already, where he says, I want to become your disciple, and this soul surrenders to you. Where does it say? Who says? Krishna says. Arjuna says. In chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya Yoshu Pahata Sobhava Prachami Tom Dharma Samburjeta Yashya Yashya Nishitam Jum Gita Me Shishya Sayaham Sadhi Maam Tahom Prabhantam. Oh my Lord Krishna, now I am confused about my duties. Due to my miserly weakness, I don't know what is good and what is not good for me. Kindly please enlighten me. Give me the knowledge. I want to become your disciple. And this soul surrenders into you, to your lotus feet. And the same thing, the Lord said the same thing. And because the pure devotee of the Lord, there is no difference between the pure devotee of the Lord and the Lord. Because they both spread or teach the same message. Krishna says, I am God. Sadhu says, Krishna is God. So there is no difference between Krishna's statement and the sadhu statement. If the sadhu says, I am God, then there is a problem. That's why we have to watch out. So it's the same, if you are the direct representative of the Supreme Lord, please enlighten me. Krishna is also saying, please surrender you to me. I will protect you from everything. And that's where, as soon as you find a spiritual master, that's where your actual spiritual life, your bhakti starts. From there. It's not like that. Only spiritual master, Vaishnava master also. Those who teach you the ABCD of spiritual life, they are also one kind of representative of God. So here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about the importance. If somebody is really interested, somebody is really serious, he must have a spiritual master, a guide, a navigator, a captain of the ship. Need a captain here. Otherwise, where is the way? How do we know where to go? We want to become successful, and the path has been already shown by Krishna himself and his representative. Only they can take us back to the Godhead from his material life. If you see in our material day-to-day life, any successful personality or celebrity, just name it. If they are successful, not just because on the strength of their own ability, no, they have been guided by their coach, by their mentor, by their gurus. They have guided them and they have trained them in such a way that they become successful. And the successful, the tip is only there because they have heard them very, very carefully. I remember that in 2002 and 2003, when I was in my uni days, that time, Sachin Tendulkar, we all of know, he's a great personality in cricket. He was very, very famous, very, very famous, still he's very famous, and that time he was on this high pitch of his career, he was so successful, so popular. So one of the journalists, he was interviewing his elder brother, Sachin Tendulkar's elder brother, and they asked him, what is the success of Sachin Tendulkar's life, of his career. And that time, you know, I was just like a college boy. But when I heard this lecture, this interview, it stuck in my mind what he's actually saying. He's saying, even though he knows all the hits, all the shots, people call him, he's a god of the cricket. Okay? He knows everything, he doesn't need to know anything. But still, till now, he goes to his guru to learn all the hits, all the shots, to practice under proper guidance. He still wakes up early in the morning and he goes to see his guru and he learns. Even though he has learned all the things, but still he goes there. Means he is still surrendered to his guru. Even though he has become so popular, that's made him success. With the blessings of the guru, the success is there. When we wake up early in the morning, right early in the morning, the first prayer what we do, Shri Shri Guru Ashtakam Samsara Dava Nalalita Luka Tranaya Kalunya Dhana Dhanapur. From till then, jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. This whole prayer is just a prayer to our spiritual master, begging for their causeless mercy. Right from the beginning, right from that. As soon as we wake up, we have been taught by our seniors. As soon as we wake up, what we do first thing? We pay obeisances. To whom? To our gurus. If it's not there, Shri Prabhupada, acharyas are there, parampara is there. So that's the first thing we learn. Just bowing down our false ego in front of our gurus, in front of our acharyas. That's the real thing. And at 7 o'clock, Arti also, Guru Puja, the same thing has been done. Here, Chakku Dan Dilo Chay, Chalme Chalme Prabhu Se, Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. He opened my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. The same thing all Shastra live and take day and night. Sakshat Dhritravena, Samasta Shastra, Ukta Sata Bhavyata Eva Sabdi, Kintu Prabhu Yaha Priya Eva Tasya, Vande Guruho Shri Charana Ravindam. All the Shastras has been said. They know. First worship Guru. Krishna himself says, Pratham Guru Tadma Archanam. Before me, you have to worship my devotees. Why? Because they are caring. They are caring. Lord in their heart. The Mahajanvala, he recognized, O Janabhar, your heart is a resident of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the walking, talking Tirtha. I'm pretty much sure if you have read 10.1, chapter number 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, where Vidura, Atma Vidura, he comes to see after traveling all the pilgrimages, he comes and see Yudhishthira Maharaj, all the Pandavas. Only purpose was his to enlighten his elder brother, because he himself was so affectionate to the family life, even though he's been insulted. His 100 sons were killed, he was still in the house of his enemy. Because he was thinking they were their enemy. But Pandava, they were thinking, no, he's just like our father. He's the elder brother of our father. Only that purpose, Mahatma Vidura entered the house. Only that purpose, sannyasis, Vaishnavas, they go to his householder's life just to enlighten them. Because they have been so affectionate to the bodily relation, that they are not able to recognize there is something more as there to do in the life. This is a secondary duty, no doubt. We have to look after our family members. We are in the material world. We need to do the jobs and take care of the body. But don't entangle in such a way the purpose of your taking a human birth that drifts away, that goes away from the path, which is to become a self-realized person. And the same thing Maharaj Raghuna is asking, please help me. Nonetheless, I'm very attached to family life and worldly activities, and I'm blind to spiritual knowledge. He's honestly admitting of his disease. Please help me out in that way. In our culture, Vaishnava, there is a very famous saint. Was born Saint Kabir. He was saying in his stanza, in his doya, Guru Govind do no ghade, keke laku paaye, balihari Guru apan ki, Govind diyo bataaye. If a guru comes, knocks on your door, you see the hair of your voice, someone is knocking and he opens, and two personalities are standing there, Guru and Krishna, Guru and Govinda. And he's confused, to whom to pay obeisances first? Balihari Guru Apan ki Govinda Deva Bataye. Only by the mercy of the Guru we try to know Govinda. That is the power of the association of a pure devotee. In Canto 11, where you see Lord Krishna, when he heard that Sama and other sons, when they've been cursed by Brahmana, so he says, now the time has come to wind up my pastime. So he moved all his entire dynasty to Pradvashetra. When he was there, and there were some sages came, And being as a humble man, Krishna, he is above everything, but still, he was setting as an example of being as a householder. He offered obeisances along with his entire dynasty to all those sages. And he says, "My Lord, you have been so fortunate on us. You came here all the way, traveling, and you want to give us a spiritual knowledge. People like you, they are not different from the Lord Himself." When a person goes to pilgrimages, he sees the deities and he travels, he slowly progresses year after year, life after life. But when a person takes the association of a devotee like you, he immediately gets elevated. Immediately gets enlightened. There is no chance there. Actually, there is a very beautiful story I heard in one of the lectures that one time Nadami, he wants you to know the power of the association of a pure devotee. Then he went to Vaikuntha and he approached the Lord and he paid obeisances to Mother Lakshmi and he inquired, "My Lord, could you please tell me what is the value or the power of the association of the devotee? I would like to know." Lord Vishnu says, "No problem. You first do one thing. You see on the earth there is a small worm. He's crawling on the ground. And please, Lord, and another one in the world, and you see power, they can see." He says, "Okay, you go and ask him and come back to me, then I will give you the answer." No problem. Another one went and he approached a worm. Because another one has got to see power, he can communicate any species in any language. He asked him, "Oh my God, what is the value of the association of a pure devotee?" Worm looked up and he rolled and he died. Nanda Muni feeling pity. "Oh my God, what has happened here?" And he went back to the Lord and he narrated the whole story, the whole incident. And Lord Vishnu says, "No problem. There is one cow, she just gave a birth to a calf. Go and ask that calf." The same question. And Nanda Muni goes again. And he asked the same question to the calf. "Oh calf, what is the value of the association of the pure devotee of the Lord?" And calf, with his brown, big, nice eyes, newly born, he looked up at Nanda Muni, rolled on the ground, and died again. And Nanda Muni felt so much pity again. He said, "Oh my God, I did Gohatya. Now my time has come to go to hell. But before that, I have to go and see the Lord." And he goes back to the Lord. And he says, "Oh my God, that's what happened." "Oh really? Okay, do one thing, last moment. There is one Mataji, she just gave a birth to a child and go and ask the same question to the child and come back to me." And he says, "Now first the worm gone in my association, now the car gone in my association. I think I'm the source or I'm the killer. Now I don't want to kill this baby, this Brahmana baby. So no problem, if the Lord has some plan behind this. So I must obey the order of the Lord, I must go." Then he went. He went and he asked the question to the baby, "Oh baby, what is the value of the association of the pure devotee?" And he says, "First you came to me, being merciful upon me when I was in a womb, in a warm body. In an association, I elevated to a calf body. That's where I elevated to a Brahmana body, to a child now. And I think this is my last word. And I'm going to go back to the spiritual world." Same thing, we have to become compassionate to all the living entities. As the Srila Prabhupada has said, you go and do the Harinam on the street because there are many trees, many insects, many living entities, unlimited atoms that we cannot see from our eyes. But by chanting, be compassionate, they can be elevated. They can be elevated to the human world. Athato Brahma Jityasa. Now, time has come to realize the self-realization. When they say now means what? Yeah. Can you tell me? When he says now, what do you mean by now? Athato Brahma Jityasa. Now, the time has come to realize the self-realization. Who am I?
Human world.
Yes, human world. Now means now. Because now, this question you cannot ask in any other life except the human life. Dog, camel, ass, insect, aquatic, trees, birds, anything you just name it, except human being, they cannot understand. Because their intelligence is not developed, it's not mature to understand this point. And if we do act the same thing and don't inquire about the questions of the life, why I have taken birth as a human, so we will be considered as animals. They also do the four activities. We also do the four activities. And if we do from the birth to the death, we are considered as the same. They are on the four legged, we are on the two legged. But the activities are the same. Same as being said there. That's why the perfection, the first step is Guru Padashya. The previous verse, same thing was talking about. Taking the shelter of the Guru, recognizing. But for this, you must have some intelligence. You must discriminate. If somebody is there higher than you, somebody is trying to correct you or giving you knowledge, you must accept, humbly, be honest. Yes, I have a fault. I want to correct myself. And there is someone who is so merciful upon us, and they are enlightening us. So Guru here, not only the spiritual master who is giving us the initiation, first initiation or second initiation, the Vaishnavas are also our gurus. Many people say, you know, we are self-dependent, I don't need anybody. I'm a self-dependent woman, a self-dependent man. This slogan is going on, you know, in youth, I don't need anybody. But if you see from the beginning, as you take up the birth, we are fully dependent on everything. Whatever skills we have, either somebody has taught us with our hand, like our parents, mother, she taught us how to write on the paper A, B, C, D from the beginning. Or either we have grown up, or whatever skill we have, we might have seen somebody without noticing that person, that I am learning from that person any skill. Painting, singing, playing, doing some carpentry, some painting, anything, any skill you have learned in this world. We born in a womb with ignorance, with darkness. We came with no knowledge, zero, except the one knowledge, how to drink the milk from the mother. That's it all. And no knowledge, and whatever we have learned here. Every single step, whatever we are practicing in our spiritual life, that is a contribution of every single Vaishnava or a devotee in our life. It says, to grow a good child, it is the effort of the whole village. Guru comes once in a lifetime or once a year, you come and see him. He comes, spends some time, 1, 2, 3 days, he flies again. So where we take the shelter? The Vaishnavas around us. They are also playing the part of a guru. Siksha guru, Diksha gurus are there, other Vaishnavas are there. Some may say, I don't know, my spiritual master is everything to me. Only by his mercy, I did this only by mercy that day, and they glorify so much. And they insult the other Vaishnavas. But let me tell you one thing here. Who made you or who prepared you to stand in front of your spiritual master? You never knew your spiritual master. Somebody gave a bead in your hand. They taught you how to chant Hare Krishna. They taught you everything. When you go to shower, you go to washroom, you have to have a bath, how to wear tilak, how to wear dhoti, how to have a hairstyle, how to talk, how to pay obeisances, how to see the deities, how to chant the mantras. They perfectly trained you, made you a Vaishnava, and they made you stand in front of your Guru Maharaj. And the Guru Maharaj, for how many years are you chanting? Oh, 1, 2 years, 3 years. Are you following the whole eligibility principles? Yes, I mean. And when he sees that those eligibility, those qualifications, then he accepts you. And then we are living glorified. This is the prayers what we chant at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning there. That is a prayer to all the Vaishnavas, those who has helped us or helping us in our life more or less. If any problem happens, where do we go? Sometimes we write to our Guru Maharaj email. And Maharaj is so busy. Sometimes hundreds of emails come, thousands of emails come. Our emails are also somewhere underneath thousands of emails. He doesn't even see. So we take the shelter of the devotees around us, who teaches us. That's where the important is there for having the Guru. Prabhupada writes in the purport that this beautiful verse from Canto 11, chapter number 321, Tasmat Guru Prabhadeta Chikyashu Shreya Kuttama Shabde Parita Nishnata Brahmanya Upashamasya. This is the Navi, one of the Navi Yogendra is giving instruction to King Nidhi that Prabhupada quotes in this purport, in this purport here. He says, therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a qualified spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of this conclusion. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be the bona fide spiritual master. Any scriptures you pick up, any great sages you pick up, they all talk about Guru Padashraya. The Guru Padashraya is so important. Prabhupada many times he says in lecture that without taking the dust of the pure devotees of the Lord on your head, your spiritual life will not move on. You don't have strength to progress in the spiritual life. Vaishnavas are there, gurus are there, somebody, somewhere is praying for you deeply for your spiritual success. We know the quality of our rounds, how beautifully we do. We are so proud. On that stand, can we elevate ourselves? No way, no chance. Only by the causeless mercy of the Guru it is possible, because he is praying to the Lord. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada bhagavati kutoki dhyayam sumam tasya yasya prasada vande guru shri chanarani brahma. By the mercy of the spiritual master you can get Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna you can get Guru. Dhyayam sumam tasya. That's why we must every day pay obeisances three times. Dhyayam sumam trisandhya. Morning, afternoon, and evening. And whatever we do, our spiritual activity throughout the whole day, we give as an offering to our Guru Maharaj, to all the Guru Parampara. By your mercy, I was able to serve the Lord. By your mercy, I was able to read something, to understand something. By your mercy, I was able to chant my rounds. I did do some preaching. Only by the mercy of their Gurus. The qualification, but we must have some intelligence here. The way King Rahugula had some intelligence, how he recognized, how he paid obeisance to Guru. Because he had some intelligence, he had heard some sages, but on the qualification of the Guru. But are we that dumb that we can choose any person from the YouTube or from any channel because he is dressing so well, we can ask him to become a Guru Maharaj, to become a spiritual master? No way! The nectar of instruction, the first verse itself, talks about Vachu Vegam, Mansa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Dharu Prastha Vegam, Itame Vegam, Yo Vishadhe Tadela, Pithvim Shishish. Pithvim? Sarvam. Shishir. Who can control the speech? Who can control the mind? Who can control the anger? Who can control the belly, tongue, and genital? Only he has allowed to become a spiritual master. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj is a very famous quote. He says, preach, preach, preach. When somebody asks you to speak, then speak. This is a very powerful statement, and there is a deep understanding behind this. Preach what we mean here, lack of other knowledge. Preach means just to go and start speaking to people, one sentence, which is good. But still, there is a deeper meaning is practicing yourself. Your own sadhana, your own activity, your own behavior, without telling anybody, you preach it. Your own presence, how you behave in the society, how you do the service in the society. Your service itself is a preaching. If someone is dressing the Lord so beautifully, it's a preaching. Somebody comes and says, oh my Lord, new dress every day, twice a day, there's a new dress. How beautifully the Lord has been dressed. Someone is cooking, there is a preaching. How beautiful the prasadam is. Someone is speaking, how beautifully there is a preaching. Preach, preach, preach. And somebody asks you to speak and speak. And Jalabhat Maharaj had said the same thing. He was preaching with his humbleness. He didn't say anything. He was so aloof from this material designation that Prabhupada writes that. He was thinking he's actually a king because he was on a bodily platform. Hey, I'm your master. Carry the palanquin very nicely. Otherwise, I will punish you the way Yamaraj punishes the sinful people. He was so proud. Doesn't matter. He's insulting my body, but I must resolve. The first instruction, Kanabal Maharaj, he opens with, we are not his body, we are a spirit soul. The first instruction, you see, for the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, any case study you pick up, that is Pranad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, any, from one Kikala Kango, or from Bhagavad Gita itself, the first ABC of the spiritual life is, we are not his body, we are a spirit soul. That's where Maharaj Dhruva, he was misidentifying himself as a body. He was so proud of his position, being as a king. I am a representative of a god. I am exactly like a god. You must obey my order. He heard everything. And when Jagannath Maharaj says, oh Baba, he's going out of hand. God has to tell something. Then he gave nice philosophical understanding. And he was sitting in the palanquin and he heard. Then he realized, he's not an ordinary person. He's something is there. He's some big girl. So let me come and take his divine darshan. Then he started offering his way. That's where he started. Okay? Let's stop here. If anyone has any questions, any comments, any questions.
Thank you, Baba, for the nice class. My question is that you were talking about.
Use a word.
We cannot preach, yeah? So our knowledge is not that much, but try to tell somebody to come into Krishna consciousness. That way our knowledge is cannot match the preaching level. So it is okay because the source of knowledge, like my knowledge, is not that much. So it is okay to preach, say the preaching, or should I just connect them to someone on the proper position?
Yeah, Prabhupada has already answered this. He says, whatever you know, even though you know Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is enough to tell everybody. Whatever you know, be honest and tell only that much. And the seniors are there, those who are practicing for many years, you can bring them, those people, those devotees, and tell them, look, Prabhu, whatever I knew, I told you, but I have my seniors from there, I'm taking guidance. So why not we both go to them and ask them? So by your help, by your question, I really also get benefited. So we just take the shelter of the senior Vaishnava, those who are practicing, those who are dying. But one point we also must have to know everything. That's why Srila Prabhupada books are there. We must have to read that. Because today maybe somebody is with you to help you all those answers. But maybe there will be a point where you will be left alone. So you need to enlighten them because somebody is inspiring you. He's seeing you as an inspiration and they want to be like you. But if you don't have the answers to answer them, then their faith will be lacking. Yeah. So what we do? We also learn time by time. We take the advantage of that human birth. We learn and we ask questions. And meanwhile, whatever we know, we preach to our capacity. And we bring people to near our seniors there. So by arounding with them, when we be around with our seniors, we learn how they preach, what are the questions somebody is asking, and how they are answering, and how they are treating them. So the same thing what we learn, in the future we use the same technique on others. What is that?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. It was really good. So we see that there are many sincere souls who are searching for a guru in their life. But some people, they have a bona fide guru, they receive one. And
others,
they receive a bona fide guru. Bona fide.
Bona fide guru.
Bona fide.
A bona fide guru.
Bona fide.
Yeah.
Whereas others, they have a bogus guru.
Yeah.
So why do some people receive a bona fide guru and some receive a bogus guru?
Yeah. That's our way. Because we want to be cheated, so the cheaters are there. That's the proper answer. Make sense? We want to get cheated, that's why cheaters are there. The actual guru tells you about Krishna. He makes Krishna famous. He speaks from the Shastra. If a guru, that's what Prabhupada says, before choosing a guru, you have to hear from him. Either he's speaking from his own mental speculation, or either he's speaking from Shastra. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If he's all three are matching, then he's a bona fide guru. And plus, you have to see from where did he get all this knowledge. Like disciplic succession. You have to see his background. Actually, one time I read in one of the books where Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, somebody asked him, Prabhupada's spiritual master, that do you read other books, other people's book? Then Maharaj said, no, I read the author, I don't read the book. If the author is bona fide, then I read his book. Otherwise, why should I waste my time? What is the source of his knowledge? Where is he getting? If you see in Prabhupada Lilamrita, we read one of the past time when Prabhupada went to America, so one of the disciples of Prabhupada, he was introduced. Prabhupada said, why do you introduce me? I can speak to Prabhupada in America. He talks about the author. When people see the qualification of the author, they feel interest to hear him. Okay?
But some people, they don't know how to choose a guru.
That's why we have to become qualified. Yeah, that's why we need to become qualified. That's why we need to go, okay, these are the qualifications. Vajra Vedana Mansa Guruva Vedana. Is your guru has a command, a control on a tongue, on his anger?
on his belly, on his genital. If you see all those pre-release, especially in India, gurus are there, bogus gurus. But after 10, 15 years, you see there is some scandal comes out. They got caught by some Hollywood heroes, anybody is no. Just hear from them. That's why the books are there. We need to read. If Prabhupada says, Shastra is saying, Prabhupada is quoting. I'm not saying, Krishna is saying in so and so chapter, so and so verse. So I'm repeating the same thing. As I said in my lecture, Krishna says, I'm God. Prabhupada says, Krishna is God. So the statement is the same. If someone says, Krishna says, I am God, that means it's not only Krishna God, you are also God. I am means me also. So that is wrong. So that is a long misinterpretation. That's why Shastras are there. To have said, whatever you said, that's pretty nice to hear because I never heard all those things. Could you please refer me, which Shastra are you speaking to? Or who is your spiritual master? Prabhupada has given in Bhagavad Gita all the 32 acharyas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Gaudiya, Babaji Maharaj, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so this one is there. But nowadays, if you ask any guru, who I don't need. God is my father, I am his child, so do I need anybody to introduce me to my father? No, that's what previous verse is saying. You need a guru. Because you are apashyatam atmatattvam, because you are blind in the well and you don't know where to go. So the Shastras and the Sadhus are the torching. I hope it satisfies you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Parani. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai. Jai.